Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I did a video for you yesterday about the Trump peace plan in Gaza. And this is really related because Trump has been doing a lot of dealings with Qatar, which could or could not have played any role in the peace talks. But this story that I'm about to share with you that many of you have heard about, which is the Qatar Air Force facility to be built in Idaho. I'm going to break this down for you, but stick with me because this really is a story of a web of billionaires buying other billionaires' businesses and other billionaires giving billionaires jumbo jets and so much more. So you definitely want to stay tuned for this. I'm going to show you how Trump's cabinet has literally, how do I put it delicately, been in bed with the Qataris. You may be in favor of that, but when you see the billions of dollars that have changed hands with people like Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, who both were in Israel, or maybe they still are as of this broadcast, and this is a live broadcast. It's October 11th, 2025. So we're going to be digging into this. All right, friends, let's dig into the story of the web of billionaires, basically scratching other billionaires' backs. This right here is just the tip of the iceberg. If you thought having the, it's the Air Force facility in Idaho is going to be hosting the Qatar Emiri Air Force facility. And that is what everybody is talking about. I have more to share with you about this. Hegseth here made the announcement at a Pentagon press conference. I'll have all of this written up for you in my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. So in Idaho, they're going to host a contingent of F-15s and pilots to enhance our combined training, increase lethality. This is what Hegseth is saying, interoperability, and just strengthening the partnership. So Qatar is regarded as a key ally in the Middle East. And this Air Force base is kind of going to be a partner with the American Air Force base in Qatar, which is the largest American military installation in the Middle East near the capital of Doha. I thought that was absolutely astounding. This is where there are going to be the fighter jets from Qatar housed here. And I wanted to share more with you from a story from the media outlet Axios. And what happened is Qatar placed a $12 billion BBB with a B. Yesterday, I broke down all of the main military contractors in the United States. You don't want to miss that video. So go back and see yesterday's live stream if you're interested. You'll see just how much of your money is going to other countries. And then it kind of gets filtered back through these purchases of military equipment. So I don't have any record of the United States giving money to Qatar, but Qatar is giving billions of dollars to the United States, basically buying American influence. So they made an order, this is way back in 2017, for, catch the number, friends, 36 F-15 fighter jets. And the country's airspace is very small. It's mostly flat desert. So the idea is that they can't really be trained on how to use these in a mountainous area. I don't know why they would need to do so if their country is desert. It gets even worse, my friends. Worse than worse. Because Trump, as I'm going to show you in a moment, has signed an executive order to defend the country of Qatar, meaning American troops going there. He doesn't really have the authority to do that, but he has done so. So the question is, and I'm going to give you proof of, is Qatar buying American influence? Now, Qatar is a tiny country. It's one of the richest countries in the entire world by per capita income. There's only 3 million people. And basically, it's all because of oil and natural gas. So as I say, a very wealthy country, and it made headlines back in 2025. Well, in May of 2025, here they are. Notice, do you see what I see? There's Trump giving his signal of allegiance. And this was a meeting in 2025 when Qatar gave Trump a jumbo jet to use as Air Force One. He accepted it with much controversy. and it's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And here it is. This is actually on the tarmac of Palm Beach International Airport. I've flown in and out of that airport. And so there it is, the gift from Qatar. And it's very, very controversial. In fact, the Senate is still pushing back against Trump accepting this plane. And it would cost another, you know, hundreds and hundreds of millions to retrofit it to actually replace the Air Force One that Trump uses. So I find that very interesting. Now, that's not where the Qatari influence ends. Check this out. Pam Bondi, all right? She actually used to work for Ballard, which is where Susie Wiles worked, and it is a lobbying firm. And she received, Pam Bondi right here, she received $115,000 every month from the country of Qatar. How do you like them apples? You think there's any double dealing here? So she was one of the lobbyists for this country, and she had to disclose this in her Senate confirmation hearings. And apparently, I guess the Senate didn't really care. It doesn't end there, friends. How about Susie Wild? Oh, excuse me, Susie Wiles. Here she is. And there's the firm, Ballard. So, of course, she's Trump's chief of staff. And she also worked for Mercury Public Affairs. So she represented the country of Qatar. Are you starting to connect the clots here, friends? Mercury Public Affairs represented Qatar's embassy in Washington. And if that's not enough, how about Crazy Cash Patel? He doesn't look so crazy there. Some of his photos, he looks pretty darn crazy, you have to admit. He kind of undercover didn't want to disclose this when he was doing his Senate confirmation hearings. He actually worked as a consultant, just a private consultant with his own firm for Qatar, but he didn't register as a foreign agent. So I find that very astounding. And Cash Patel, his company was called Trishul, T-R-I-S-H-U-L. His clients not only include the Embassy of Qatar, but Trump's PAC, which is the Political Action Committee, and he also is overseeing the parent company of Truth Social, which is Trump's media and technology group. Can you say they're all in bed together, friends? I say that with great evidence. Now, here's what's interesting. We'll go even further. So Steve Witkoff, let me show a picture of him. Here he is. Oh, yes. There's Netanyahu, very highly unliked in Israel. And there's Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, who both Jared Kushner, and here we have Steve Witkoff on either side of Netanyahu. This is a very recent picture because they're in Israel right now, applauding the fact that they are going to expand their billion-dollar real estate companies when they bomb back better. Oh, excuse me. I meant build back better in Gaza. So there they are, yucking it up. And this Steve Witkoff, interestingly, is also in bed with Qatar, because Qatar has something called the Sovereign Wealth Fund, which is what Trump basically modeled his own Sovereign Wealth Fund after. And Qatar bought out Steve Witkoff's faltering investment in New York's Park Lane Hotel for $623 million. And that was in 2023. So yes, that was prior to Trump being in office, but they've all been in bed for a long, long time. Let's take a look at exactly how much. Actually, this is the investments of Qatar in the United States. And this comes from the Free Press. I've gotten a lot of my information from that media outlet, and I will leave a link for you in my Substack. I don't leave these links on YouTube because YouTube can take down my videos if they don't like the outgoing links. Go to peggyhall.substack.com. Within 24 hours after the recording of this video, I normally publish a Substack with links and my written commentary so that you can share that and reflect on it again. So you can see that there is a lot of money that is going here into the United States. Business investments, energy plants, weapons purchases, lobbying, colleges and universities, and the airbase, of course, that is in Qatar, but that is money that the United States gets, my understanding is, for having their airbase there. Here is what I really wanted to show you. This is the most troubling to me. Trump just signed, like, I think a week, this is about a week ago, that he, the United States, would defend Qatar in the event of an attack from another country. I'm pulling this out so we can look at it together. I mean, is anyone else bothered by this? First of all, it's an executive order, which means there's no authority for that. If you want to have this done, it has to be approved by Congress. Congress is the only one that has the authority to enter into these kinds of agreements. And even if you are in favor of it, because it's an executive order, all the executive orders are wiped out when there's a new president. So it's really not the way to do it. Here it states, the United States shall regard any armed attack on the territory, sovereignty, or critical infrastructure of the state of Qatar as a threat to the peace and security of the United States. Are you getting it, friends? It's as if they would attack the United States. In the event of such an attack, the United States shall take all lawful and appropriate measures, including diplomatic, economic, and if necessary, military, to defend the interests of the United States and the state of Qatar and to restore peace and stability. This is just not okay in my book. The Secretary of War, which also is ridiculous, using that phrase, in coordination with the Secretary of State and the Director of National Intelligence, shall maintain joint contingency planning with the state of Qatar to ensure a rapid and coordinated response to any foreign aggression against the state of Qatar. This is completely outside of any authority of the United States. The president does not have the authority to enter into these agreements without congressional approval. And how would you want, first of all, I'm not in favor of the armed forces and sending people to war, but how would you feel about a loved one going to the state of Qatar? It's very strange. And I'm not the only one. The U.S. security guarantee for Qatar sparks jealousy and confusion. So it's just astounding that Trump is taking these measures that are completely outside his legal authority. I hope it never comes to that, where troops have to be deployed to Qatar. Very, very strange. Now, it gets stranger still. The Trump company strikes Qatari golf resort deal in a sign it's not holding back from foreign business. Excuse me. Let me read you the news story here. The Trump family company struck a deal to build a luxury resort, a golf resort in Qatar. So it basically is, these are my comments now, it basically is walking back Trump's agreement that he would not be doing any foreign deal making during his administration, but he's doing it. And this is for his own family and his gain. So this is going to be Trump branded beachside villas and an 18-hole golf course. It's going to be built by a Saudi Arabian company. Very interesting. And it's going to be done in Qatar. So you're telling me that Trump does not have any special interest here? Now, it gets a little more interesting. Here you see it, the Qatari DR and DAR Global Partnership. And there's Eric Trump, right in the center of it all. So yes, Trump and his companies are going to be benefiting from this. Also, Jared Kushner is going to be benefiting because he is, and I've got this for you. I think I've got another photo for you here somewhere. I thought I did. Anyhow, this is where I'm getting this information, is from the Qatar news organization. Kushner also entered into a $2 billion investment. He got a $2 billion investment. Let's see if I can bring him back up, from Qatar on an investment firm. And as I said, this guy here, this Witkoff, is also getting his investments taken care of by Qatar. And here they are with Netanyahu in the center. Very strange bedfellows, very strange indeed. I just wanted to bring you this news since everybody was talking about the Air Force Base. And I don't think they realized just how deep the Qatari connections with the United States are. Let me know what you think about this in a comment below. Let me know if you like this kind of coverage. It is a bit of a departure from the different orchestrated events, the bang bang shootings, vaccine coverage, all of that, Charlie Kirk and so forth. Let me know if you want to be kept up to date on more of these international events. It is something that I personally am interested in. I will have more coverage for you on the Freemasons, on symbolism, on the occult. Some of you are asking how you can tell. You don't want to be influenced by that. And I have got some cards and letters to share with you of your own personal experiences of seeing what was going on when you were exposed to a lot of these occult practices, often hiding in plain sight. Thank you, friends. This was a bonus video for you. I normally don't broadcast on Saturday, but there's so much to cover, and I am at your service, and I so appreciate you being on board. Let me take a look at just a couple of comments here, and I will look at the rest off screen. Wow, we got a whole group here. Thank you so much, Rhonda, being on board as a moderator here. The comments here are just flying by. And I love that we have our ability to support each other in the live chat. I appreciate all of your comments. I really appreciate that you're savvy, you're sophisticated, and you're a little snarky like I am. But most of all, I appreciate that you are supportive. We don't care for vulgarity here and that kind of thing. I just really have the best audience on YouTube. And that's why I want to protect the channel. If you have not gone over to the Substack, perhaps you don't care to read Substacks, I still want you to go there. It's free. And if you subscribe, I'll have a way to get in touch with you if they ever take this channel down. For those of you that are asking how to support me financially because you appreciate all of the hours that I put into it, the best way is to just send me a little card in the mail and the address is there for you. That way, no one else can get your hands on your credit cards or anything like that. So truly, that's the best way to do it. And if you do support me with a donation, you are automatically added to our monthly webinars, and I will add you as a paid subscriber to Substack. So if you don't want to go that way, I don't blame you. They play some shenanigans with people's subscriptions. You're more than welcome to just drop me a card in the mail. Let me know that you'd like to be a part of that donor base. And it's the least I can do to support you for supporting me. All right, friends, signing off now. I'll look at all your comments and I look forward to having a day off tomorrow. It's Sunday. I hope you will as well. And I'll be right back with you on Monday and we'll hit the ground running again.